Casey, Clayton, Schuyler, and Mike, thanks for coming down to North State Public Radio today.
Thank you for having us.
So I want to start with, you know, I always start with kind of the origin story of the band. I know now that Casey and Clayton were cousins, but when did you guys first start getting into music, and when did you first start writing songs together?
Well, we had our first band when I was 9 or 10 years old. Casey's got three older sisters, and they asked me if I wanted to play in a new band they were starting. And I played a blue electric guitar, and Casey was brought into that band to sing, and we were called the Rock Creek, excuse me, the Rock Creek Experience.
Sorry.
We weren't that funny. But wow. Then, shortly, yeah, there were a lot of band fights in that band. Four sisters and a cousin, me. And then, anyway, shortly after that, about 3 or 4 years later, we started up Casey and Clayton, our duo, and that we've been making music together for 7 or 8 years, I guess, in this way. How's that? Is that a good version of the story, Casey?
Really good origin story.
I like your stuff there.
Keep up the good work.
Well, and then also now we have additions to the band, which is Schuyler on bass and Mike on drums. And they were explaining to me earlier that you guys have never actually lived in the same city together, the four of you. So I'm wondering if you can take me through the writing process a little bit. Like, how does it work when it's just the two of you first, you know, putting the songs together? And then also, how does it work, you know, living in separate cities and then collaborating on a band in that way?
Well, you got to have a Google Drive account and a solid internet connection. And that's kind of how we work, I guess. Casey and I recorded some demos last fall, sent them to Mike and Schuyler. They came up with some great parts, and we got together, practiced for a couple days, and then recorded our new album. And I think that
is entirely correct.
That's correct. Thank you, Mike.
And then let's go back to just when you're writing, just the two of you, Casey and Clayton. How does that process work? How does the communication back and forth work with putting the songs together?
Emails and.
Let's talk about the emails a little bit. What is in the emails?
Voice memos and lyrics, and
references.
References.
Ideas for the direction of you know. Ooh, let's try and make this part kind of like this one Roger Miller song, or let's. Bring in some timpanis in here, like this, such and such.
Let's pay your mom to write one of our songs.
Does that happen?
She's a school teacher.
That has all happened, except I'm not aware of paying anybody's mom to write songs for us yet. Don't think that's happened yet.
Okay, so when you mentioned voice memos, so. Who's typically sending the voice memos to who, and you know, is that like kind of just the music part of it, or is it the music and some lyrics? And you know, how does that work when it's going back and forth over emails?
I don't know. It depends. Clayton's good at homework tasks, so he usually replies right away. I take a lot more time, and I forget, too, a lot of the time. But then Clayton reminds me And that's why I finish songs.
Nice.
It's a very modern approach, I think.
And when you're first, you know, before you send any emails or memos or anything like that, and you're first like kind of coming up with ideas for songs, how would you describe what is like your ideal songwriting environment? Like, is it on the porch? Are you outside? Are you, you know, so in your kitchen in the morning with a cup of coffee? Like, what's kind of the environment that works best for you?
The school bus. I think I wrote most of my songs on the school bus. But, Clayton, where do you like to write songs?
Any of those places you mentioned sound nice.
All I said was school bus.
No, I meant Nolan.
Oh.
Any place where you don't feel self-conscious, I think, is a good place to work on songs. Any, you know, maybe.
So you're not writing a song right now?
I'm not working on anything as we speak.
This would not be considered ideal environment.
Not for me. I mean, Bob Dylan could probably whip something up in here. I heard him say once that he could write songs in a taxi with other people, which I always thought was, of course Bob Dylan could write a song in a taxi with other people, but I don't think that I could. That's what I'm going to say to you guys
right now.
I think
you could. If you tried.
I think you could write a song in an Uber, but not a taxi.
Or a Lyft.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the
I believe in
kind
you.
Words.
I think you could too, Casey.
We've written songs.
In Ubers?
In Ubers. We love to sing. We're kind of like that show Glee. We all love to sing together and dance. It's true.
It is true. Almost.
I do most of the dancing.
Well, this next question is about traveling, and this is for everyone. I know that Shiler and Mike also play in other projects, and I'm curious what you like best about being traveling musicians, and maybe what are some of the challenging aspects of the traveling musician lifestyle?
Why don't we start with you, Mike?
Some of the things I like. Well, I like playing the music. That's what I like doing when we're out here. Other things, I don't know, some good restaurants here and there, some nice beds, nice spas that we go to occasionally. Some of us have had manicures and pedicures on the road. That always lifts the spirits. And the rest is just awful.
Merch.
I do like getting merch. I do like getting free merch from
fridge magnets.
Fridge magnet t-shirts. Or shoelaces, and that kind of thing. But it's a bit of a grind being away from home. Shelly and I both have kids, wives, and it can be really challenging being away from home for weeks at a time. For everyone, for a lot of people, not just us.
It's hard to go between the different lives. That's the problem that I think we all have. It's like going home. Maybe you're only home for a few days or a couple weeks, but it takes a few days just to be like, get back into the home zone. And then when you get out on the road, it takes a few days to get back into, what do you call the road? The bone zone? The bone zone.
I think that probably sums up a lot of our feelings here. I personally... I like to listen to music with you guys. I think you all have lots to give musically in the truck. That, you know, lots of albums to share with each other. Perhaps yes. That's one of my favorite parts.
Knowledge and lies.
A lot of lies and some knowledge, and
humor.
Lots of funny things. We like to laugh in our crew.
Yeah.
Which is great.
A lot of vape stores. Just joking. Sorry.
Casey, what are your favorite and least favorite parts of traveling with the group we have assembled here?
Favorite parts? Least favorite parts, going for breakfast.
Mm. Casey does not like eggs. How about a favorite? Can you pick a favorite?
I love to see Mike's face after he scores big on some free merch. Swag bag or free earplugs.
Yeah, free earplugs.
Free honey spray, throat spray.
Wasn't free? It's like $20.
I like to see him, the look on his face when he buys things as well.
I'm still happy about it.
Yeah.
How's that?
No, that's great.
You got
good job.
He's a great.
Let's talk about the Siren Song.
Okay.
So that's the new album, and it was produced by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy. I was hoping you could describe that experience and what it was like compared to producing your previous recordings.
Well, it was great. First of all, we all enjoyed our time in Chicago, and it was a little different. The last album we made, Shiler produced it, and we made it in Saskatoon. And Shiler not only produced it, but he also cooked a lot of meals for us during the recording of it. So we had a lot of slow-cooked, great meals, like tortilla soup and
corned beef sandwiches,
all that kind of stuff. In Chicago, we ordered the loft. The folks at the loft, Jeff and Tom and Mark, all really like to order in food. So we ate a lot of different delivery food from their favorite Chicago restaurants. That was a memorable experience.
It was.
Aside from the recording.
It's true.
And they have lots of snacks.
A lot of snacks.
An amazing backlog. I think they have a whole floor of snacks. Vintage snacks, new snacks.
Was that the question, though?
Test snacks.
The question was, how were the snacks
it was
in Chicago while recording with Jeff Tweedy?
let me get back there to the topic. Jeff was a very kind man with
a lot of tude.
I wouldn't say that. But a lot of gear, a lot of old gear, and a lot of expertise around that place. A lot of experience, and Tom, the engineer, has worked with a lot of people. I think he recorded Lou Reed once and Bob Dylan, and lots of good stories.
Yeah,
from those guys.
What would you say were some of the biggest takeaways or things you learned from that experience that might change or influence the way you approach future recordings?
I think Tom Schick and Mark Greenberg and Jeff have a sound the way that Danny Lanois has his sound and Phil Spector had his sound and stuff, and so they're constantly honing that, so coming in and then adhering to that is, you learn a lot of an approach that I would have never approached an album the exact same way. And like, for instance, on the vocals, they use a different kind of microphone than I would ever consider using, and they did it, and it sounds great. And so it just opened up my eyes to, just how you can do amazing things with other gear. Mm-hmm. But when you have all the gear in the world, it's kind of fun watching them just choose the gear because they have so much stuff and they know so much about everything they've bought or everything they want to buy that they're constantly educating you while you're there.
It's very educational.
Yeah.
Would you like to share with us the microphone that was used?
No, I signed a 14-page cease and desist thing, and I even had a picture with it, and then that got my camera got smashed when I left the
loft. Hard drive seized.
Yeah, like Jeff just grabbed my camera on the way out and smashed it, like East Berlin style, early 80s in East Berlin. That's how they kind of run the studio.
I'm hoping you finish this run by saying it was an SM57.
It was an
SM7. It was an SM7.
So not a 57, so but a 7.
I think you, isn't that like a broadcasting mic? Do you guys have any SM7s around here?
It's the same mic as this almost.
Oh, okay.
It's just more directional and doesn't allow as much the oral field. Smaller.
Okay, because I've seen like people using these types. These are Electro Voice microphones, but I've seen people using these or something that looks like these in like major productions, like the Radiohead basement sessions and things like that, where I'm like, what are they doing with our microphones for that? But maybe that's what the SM7 is. Is it just something that looks like this?
You know what I heard about these microphones? Electro Voice mics?
Yeah, give it to us.
This is
Mike Rumors with Clayton Linthicum.
The band's second album, The Band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They recorded in Sammy Davis Jr.'s pool house. They used these microphones on every single thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Drums.
Because they're really warm.
And that's my favorite sounding record.
Don't touch her, Mike.
You better count these. You better count these Electro Voice mics when we leave, because we really like them.
All right. Sorry. I wanted to tell you guys that.
That was educational. That was interesting. So. Currently, everyone's living in different cities, but Casey and Clayton, you guys are pretty close, so a couple miles apart, and it's in Alberta, and I'm going to mispronounce it, the name. It's Saskatchewan?
Oh, no. We live in the province of Saskatchewan, which
Saskatchewan.
Is the province east of Alberta.
Okay.
And we grew up in the southern part in a rural area.
So I guess my question is, what do you like about living, being musicians there, and you know, living as musicians there, and what's something, that how does that serve you to live like as musicians living in that area?
Pretty much doesn't.
Why not?
I don't know. I just never play music when I'm there. No, that's not true, but. I don't think there's really any special benefit. There's nice people.
Very nice people. I think that living in Saskatchewan is kind of like you're as far away from everywhere. Like you're as far away from San Francisco as you are from Toronto. So you just you tour everywhere because you're not close to anything. So you have to drive. You just have to get used to going far away. It doesn't, you know, maybe so if we'd have grown up in like Vancouver or something, we wouldn't be so quick to travel beyond the West Coast. Or, do you know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
Growing up in Saskatchewan sets you up for having to drive lots
to get to the audiences.
Got to have a wandering spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Got to chase that wandering spirit to the end of the rainbow.
Well, it sounds like it might have some, you know, creative benefits to just be kind of like secluded and focused on writing. But I'm also wondering, like, what do you just like about living there, just as, you know, people enjoying living there?
Curling.
Oh, curling? Do you do curling?
Yeah, it's curling and... wearing winter coats.
It's true. It's nice. The changing seasons is a really great part of Saskatchewan. It's very distinct. Like
Yeah, you can shop for different wardrobes for
every few months.
Yeah, and then you can really like make yourself look like a Russian doll if you want in the winter, or like a Hutterite, or you can go like modern John Denver kind of look, like 80s John Denver, with like a Sun Ice jacket and feathered hair like Clayton has. So yeah, like wardrobe wise, it's a great place to live too, because you can go from a bikini to a Sun Ice in a matter of 6 months.
That's true. It's
in a matter of two or three.
Yeah, a matter of 3 months even, or sometimes 3 days.
there's a blizzard there right now, as we speak. Highways shut down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have two questions left about the music. First one's, what's the sort of the best songwriting tip that you've ever gotten from another musician or just another creative person?
Good question.
We're not live, so you can take as much time as you want to think about it.
Well, early on we learned, I think both of us learned a good deal of things from our friend Ryan Bolt of the band The Deep Dark Woods. I think he's probably the first person I knew pretty well who wrote really cool songs, and he learned a lot from the folk tradition and the different, you know, writing into those different forms. I think that I learned a lot from observing the way that Ryan writes songs. I can't think of like a particular line or tip or anything that anyone's ever given me. Casey?
No. My sister wrote songs. My sisters did, I guess. So I just thought it was easy. I mean, it's not. I figured it out. But I was like, I can write songs. And I did, I guess.
All right, the last question is about the song you played for us today in the studio. What's the name of this song, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, the song is called A Lifeboat, and I think we finished that song in Casey's GMC Tracks on a tour of Northern Alberta last April.
Two Aprils ago,
was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'd been working on it.
Because otherwise you would have finished it after we recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is cool. I mean, if you can finish a song after you record it.
Yeah. I don't know what else.
It used to be called like the Down Home Blues or something.
What?
Right?
No, let's not go there. Let's turn Mike's microphone off.
Did it used to be called Cruisin'?
No.
Mm. But, ship sandwich.
No.
Row, row, row your boat.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You're not talking, so we're just riffing.
What am I talking about?
Well, I did win a songwriting contest.
With that song?
No.
Well, I don't know.
It was a song called Little Teeny Butterfly.
That's true. This is all true.
Has nothing to do with
with a lifeboat or what we were talking about, but I'm glad you're back, Casey.
Nice
to hear from you again.
Who wrote the song? Who wrote the lyrics? Casey?
Clayton wrote two of the verses in the Swather, didn't you?
I think so. It came together in different places over the course of, what, a year or more?
Honestly, I don't know, and I just want to have a I just want to fight. I just want to fight with you.
I'm doing my best here, guys.
Doing great.
You're doing great.
You're rocking it.
trying to keep us all together.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no, you're doing a good job. I guess, you know, maybe just a follow-up question. Like, can you tell us what the song's about?
Well, we want to... Casey, I think it's your turn. I think it's your turn to talk about this.
Dude. I don't know. Clayton, I'll pay you $10 if you answer this question.
The song, we just wanted to write a song. I can't really say what the song is about because we just wanted to write a sort of a country, a typical, like, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings kind of country song. And
song's about Mike.
Oh.
They all are. I mean, really. They all are.
And so you won't talk about any of them. Especially this one. I can leave the room. Do you want me to leave the room? Is that what this is?
No.
Maybe we can call in and talk about this song another time.
Sir.
When Mike's not here.
I'm sorry,
no,
Nolan.
We're
having trouble here. I hope that
you don't hate us.
No, I'm okay. I guess just maybe
wrap it up.
This is the last question. So, okay. Anything else you want to add about the song before we wrap up?
Well, we've been playing it a little differently live lately. Mike's been using drumsticks. I play the electric guitar. We have this kind of long, I get to play a long solo at the end. Some might call it a little bit indulgent, self-indulgent.
Mm-hmm.
But today was fun because we set up in this little room here and played it a little more like we played it...
For the record.
For the record, yeah, which we don't often do live because...
It won't work.
It just doesn't work.
It's got a pump. It's got to pump live more.
Right.
Can't be as chill.
No, and also we have to set up differently. Idiot.
Why don't you get out of here, Casey? Why don't you just take your headphones and get out of here?
It's probably time for all of us to get out of here.
All right.
So,
thanks,
you know,
Nolan.
Casey and Clayton, Shiler and Mike, I want to thank you guys for coming down to North State Public Radio today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.